Production. Recorded live.
Grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, mercy, and peace. We'd like to welcome you once again to our School of Wisdom. And this week's topic is Don't Follow Worldly Behavior, based on Romans 12 and 2. I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.socmi.net. That's www.socmi.net. You can learn more about the apostolic team mission of me and my wife, Prophetess Dira Davis, and also learn about our, you know, our history and how God has fashioned us and groomed us and our different journeys that we have taken in the grace of the Lord. Also on the first page at the bottom, you can find some basic discipleship, leadership training, PDF files, and audio. And you also, there's a link there for donations. You can also sow into the ministry. Amen and amen. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you right now. God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for pouring out your wisdom once again, another week that we may learn from your counsel. For the word says that you are the leader, teacher, and guider through all truth. Bring us the truth of the Father, Holy Spirit. Show us completely his will and favor us in grace, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 2. That's Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It reads, New Living Translation version, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You know, it's amazing how Paul is admonishing the Romans that you don't even know the will of God. You can't even begin to learn the will of God if your behavior is like the world. Hallelujah. You've got to transform your way of thinking in order for you to begin to learn the will of God, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, it's such an awesome thing to understand, you know, the things that the Bible is filled with. Every answer that we need, we find it in some scripture, in some situation, somewhere. And so this week, we are dealing with and talking about, once again, the wisdom, hallelujah, the wisdom, glory be to God, that we get from not having worldly behavior. Don't follow worldly behavior, hallelujah. If we follow worldly behavior, our results are we do not get fellowship with God, we do not learn his will, and we do not become into the pleasing and perfectness of our Father. Our nature is not transformed. Our mind is not renewed. Our character is not renewed. We act the same way, though we may confess that we are a child of God. Hallelujah. In this set of scripture, Paul implies several things here. There is a very real pressure to conform to the pattern of the present world system and be squeezed into its mold on many different levels. You know, you and I live in this world, and you know, through media, through the news, through advertisement of different products and so forth, you know, we're squeezed with a pressure to conform our way of thinking, to conform our mind, to act in accordance, hallelujah, with the way that the world operates. But you know, the Lord God has not designed for us to operate the way that the world operates. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because God is good. God is awesome. God is wonderful. He's merciful. And his truth endureth forever. Hallelujah. He is exact in the things that he does. Hallelujah. So we got to understand that we can't be conformed but be transformed. Hallelujah. Though we have pressure, we must firmly resist it, hallelujah, as true believers. The reason we must resist conforming to the present world system is that it is under Satan's rule. It's hostile to God and his people, and it's built on human wisdom and values, and it's built on an unbiblical worldview. The kingdom of Christ is not of this world. The world's kingdom is full of darkness, deception, and seduction. On the one hand, believers are called to be light in the midst of darkness, and on the other hand, believers are exhorted in Scripture to resist the temptation to yield or conform to the many forms of worldliness surrounding the church, such as greed, self-centered living, principles of expectancy, humanistic thinking, political maneuvering for power, envy, hatred, revenge, impurity, and lust. Filthy language, ungodly entertainment, fashionable clothes that are immodest and sexual, seductive, moral drugs, immorality, drugs, intoxication, worldly companions, and unrighteous things like these. My goodness, we have so much that is being worked against our life, hallelujah, that without getting our mind renewed, we absolutely will succumb to it. Let's look at a couple of these examples. Greed. One of the major propagations in the world is getting more. Hallelujah. They're never satisfied. You never come to a complete end. You always want to get more. So if you take on the behavior of the world, you don't have satisfaction. Hallelujah. You don't have peace of mind and peace of soul. You always are yearning to get more because you want to try to satisfy yourself, and you're still not satisfied. Hallelujah. The other thing is self-centered living. It's all about me. It's all about how I look. You know, image. There's such a strong projection of image. You know, they had this commercial, Sprite commercial, a while back, especially through hip-hop, and it says, obey your thirst. Image is everything. Hallelujah. So in the world, there's a projection of our image, of our flesh, how we look, how we dress, how our nails are, what kind of car we buy, what kind of house, you know, we live in. And that is touted as showing our success. But in Christ, we project the image of the Father, hallelujah. And our success is in the divine nature of God, looking like him, acting like him, seeing like him, talking like him, hallelujah, and carrying out his will. And it doesn't mean we have to look poor and broke. I'm not saying that. But our projection is not a self-living, self-righteous position. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now we also have principles of expectancy. Hallelujah. Everything is shaped around what you're going to get in return for what you give. Hallelujah. What you do and your compensation. You know, in the Lord, we understand that God has compensated us already. Glory be to God. By his grace, we are saved with undeserving life. Hallelujah. We didn't deserve or merit it, or we can't even earn what Christ has given to us that we have now received. So the best thing that we do is we take on his mindset and we transfer that to others. We serve. Hallelujah. We serve because he served us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Humanistic thinking, you know, worldly wisdom, you know, going to school, you get educated on certain levels, and you believe that that education is above the mind of God. Political maneuvering for power. You know, you're getting to office, mayor, city councilman, presidency, senator, congressman, wherever it's at, and you start not believing God that placed you in authority, you know, because the word says all authority is set by God. But you believe you got in there on your own, so you do your own thing. You maneuver, you manipulate to get to next position. You get, you know, black lists for certain people because you know their dirt and their business. And you know, you maneuver and you use it as leverage and all those different things. But when your mind is renewed, and you're conformed with a good character, and you don't have the behavior of the world, you don't need these tactics. Hallelujah. Jealous and full of hatred and revenge, impurity and lust. Hallelujah. These are the behaviors of the world. Filthy language, ungodly entertainment, and fashionable clothes that are immodest and sexually seductive. I mean, my goodness, those should be at the top of the list just about. You know, when you deal with those three areas, you know, the clothes that you wear, the language, the entertainment, and it's such a pressure to conform, to fit in. From every peer group level, from young to old, there's a pressure to conform to the things of the world. But when your mind is renewed in Christ, the Holy Spirit is your leader, teacher, guider through all truth. And when people begin to see you, they don't even see what you have on. Hallelujah. The illumination of the power of the Holy Spirit begins to take their attention, and they do more listening to what you're saying than seeing what you look like. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We also have the alternative to conforming to the world's values and lifestyle is transformation. Transformation results when Christ and His Word renew our minds so that our vision, values, and plans are governed by God's will and eternal truth rather than by the world's temporal and deceptive pattern. Hallelujah. You know, God's will is a renewed mind and living a transformed life in Christ. We are able to test, prove, and affirm that God's will is good, desirable, and perfect, whereas Satan slanders God's will as being not good, undesirable, and imperfect. Transformed believers know and embrace God's will as the highest and best way of life. You know, by having a renewed mind and transforming Christ, that's how we test and prove and affirm God's will is good. Nobody outside can say they know the will of God unless it's test and proven, and that's only, you know, basically they say if you try it. Hallelujah. You got to do it first. You know, there's many outside that tell Christians what they ought to be and what it should be like, and they are living in sin. They don't care nothing about no Jesus. They want to try to be with God as far as in word, but they have not transformed. But they're going to tell you and I what it should be like. But the word says not even you and I know without us testing the will of God, hallelujah, by being transformed and our mind being renewed. That means we've got to take the word and we've got to believe it. We've got to apply it by faith. Hallelujah. That's testing the will of God, is that we first got to receive it and apply it. Glory to His mighty name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to some cross-reference scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew 13 and 22. You know, in Matthew 13, in a few scriptures prior to verse 22, it's talking about the parable of the seed. Hallelujah. And this is one of the dimensions that it speaks on dealing with the seed. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. Hallelujah. You can even receive the word. You can get a partial transformation. But because you're more concerned about what the world thinks about you and what someone thinks about what you have, what you wear, and you know, come against your faith in Christ, and you're so concerned with how they think about you instead of what God's word says, it causes the transformation, hallelujah, to be undone. My God, just think about it. You done been transformed. You done changed. How does someone go back? Well, the word lets us know about evil communication corrupts good moral and character. So even a person that is with God, he's walking with God, he or she, they're walking right, they're living right. It could be 2-3 years. It could be 10, 15, 20. But you come to that one moment, hallelujah, that you believe what the world is saying above God's word, and at that moment, your transformation, hallelujah, ceased to exist. It gets gone. Just think about it. Because why? Your mind changes. Hallelujah. You change your mind back to darkness when it has been enlightened. See, there's no in-between. Hallelujah. You automatically go back to darkness. Your separation put you back in darkness. And the Bible says it puts us under the authority, hallelujah, of Satan once again, hallelujah. In Ephesians 4:23, it says, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, hallelujah. See, your mind got an attitude. You know when someone is behaving like the world or behaving like a true Christian believer, son or daughter of God, because it's by their actions. Hallelujah. See, people's actions show you what's in their mind. Hallelujah. What's inside of their heart. By the way people act, you can tell where they live at. You can tell if they're living a life with Christ or if they're living outside. Hallelujah. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. See, they're going to speak what's in their heart. What's in their heart is what's inside of their mind, what they're thinking. Hallelujah. You can tell how someone is thinking. You can tell what their thoughts are about because you just got to watch how they act. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says in Ephesians 5:17, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You cannot understand what the Lord's will is until your mind has been renewed. You know, the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I taught a few lessons ago that when you think about it like this, you understand that you have to allow the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to be in your mind. See, he's the leader, teacher, guide of all truth. So you got to allow him to teach you. This was the same mind that was in Christ, and according to the scripture, the Bible says, which was with Christ Jesus. When Jesus left, the word said that he left the comforter. He sent the comforter. He must go that the comforter may come, that the Holy Spirit may come, that the Holy Spirit may be released from his assignment with Christ, that is fulfilled, that he may now fulfill the eternal assignment, hallelujah, to lead us to eternal salvation. The word says that the Holy Spirit is the seal. He's the mark of the seal that we belong to God. So we've got to take on that mind, hallelujah, which in turn, if we revelate and we cross-reference, which in turn we're taking on the spirit of truth, so now our mind is aligning up with the divine nature and character of God himself. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know his will. We know his plans. We know his purposes. Hallelujah. That's revealed to us by the administration of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Galatians 1:4 says, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. Jesus knew the will of the Father. We must know the will of Christ. If we know Christ's will, then we know the will of the Father. He spelled it out. He walked it out. He left us an example. If we just follow his behavior pattern. Not any pattern that anyone tell you that God has raised up and given them great name and given them fortune. It's not that they're imperfect. It's not that they're wrong or anything like that. But a lot of times we measure ourselves according to one that God is still bringing. We must know the will of Christ, hallelujah, and then we will not behave with the behavior of the world if one that we're following, that God has brought popularity and grown their stature, if they become to acting and behaving in the fashion of the world, if we have our focus to the behavior of Christ, then we can see when they err, we can not only pray for them, but we won't follow them in a ditch, hallelujah. We won't follow them off course. Will continue to follow in the righteous path that God has set. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17 says, and hath put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. See, our thinking causes us to behave like our Father. And when we behave like our Father, what we do is we present an image of who God is before the people that we stand around, that we meet, everywhere that we go. Hallelujah. When we look at and examine the life of Jesus Christ, he exemplified the will of the Father, and everywhere he went, people saw the Father by the way Jesus carried himself. They understood what God wanted from man. They understood how man ought to behave and carry himself. Hallelujah. And carry himself by the way they seen Jesus behave. Matter of fact, the word said that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Glory be to God. The more suffering, the more trouble that he went through, the Bible says that he gained more wisdom of the Father's attributes and behavior. You know, our God is a peaceful God. He has wrath, he has anger, he has judgment, but he's merciful, he's peaceful, he's loving. Glory be to God. And we don't really know all of the attributes in the place of God until we get his thinking in our mind. We must be renewed, hallelujah, out of the behavior and the mind of the world. When the scripture lets us to know we're in the world but not of the world, we live amongst everyone else that is acting in a behavior that's against God. But we are not of that same mentality. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Blessed be your mighty name, Lord. God is awesome, y'all. I tell you, God is so awesome. In Titus 3 and 5, it said, he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. See, there it goes. Didn't I say earlier, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus? Now we find in Titus 3, it's clarified. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Our renewal comes by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives us the teaching to renew our mind. He's the one that relays to us who Christ is, who the Father is, hallelujah, and the Spirit of truth. Blessed be his mighty name. My goodness, this word is so awesome. This word is so awesome. We must not behave like the world, hallelujah. We must know how to carry ourselves in accordance with the way we ought to act. We must not follow worldly behavior. We got to identify that behavior. We got to know clearly what the behavior is that is not pleasing to God. And so in order for us to understand that, we got to get our mind renewed, because through that process, the Holy Spirit points out what's pleasing to God and what's not pleasing. Hallelujah. If we don't know what's pleasing to God, how do we fulfill it? So don't be deceived by anybody that says they love God, but they don't have the behavior to match up to it, because they don't know how to please God. And if someone does not know how to please God, then they can't be of him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We've got to know how to please our Father, for he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. We got to believe that he is. Hallelujah, in order for us to please him, to worship him in spirit and in truth, we got to believe that he is, because we only can do it by spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In 1 Peter 1 and 14, it says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. When God enlightens you, don't go back to living ignorant, because what you're saying is that you haven't been enlightened. But if you show one behavior that you've been enlightened, but then you go and act like you haven't been enlightened, that means you got a double mind. Hallelujah. And the word says a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. Hallelujah. You've got to take this transformation. You've got to take it seriously, and you've got to fight for it. Hallelujah. I mean, through faith, you've got to keep yourself from around certain people and certain situations. You've got to guard it and protect it. You can't let people speak stuff into your ear that sound good, but it's opposite than what God's word is. But if you don't know God's word, you're not going to know. You can't be transformed and your mind renewed without knowing God's word. You've got to read his word. You've got to make it a constant practice to allow nothing to stand in the way of you sharing in relationship and fellowship with God the Father and his word. Hallelujah. The word rendered conform properly means to put on the form, fashion, or appearance of another. Hallelujah. It can refer to anything, a habit, a manner, a dress, a style of living, etc. we must not conform, hallelujah, to a pattern or an appearance of another. Hallelujah. We've got to keep our own image in Christ. Hallelujah. We only get it by the word. He transforms our life by the word. Hallelujah. We must be transformed. We must be changed. Hallelujah. We must put on another form. Hallelujah. Being transformed is putting on another form. Being conformed, notice that, is having the appearance of another. And matter of fact, you ain't even putting on something that's you. But being transformed means you're actually changed and you put on. Hallelujah. You don't put on the appearance of another. You actually put on another. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You make it new, hallelujah, into new views, into new feelings, hallelujah, into new operations. My God, God's word is so awesome. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We find in Mark 4:19, the word says, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. See, we talked about that already, that when you allow what has become inside of you, hallelujah, to take you back to darkness, that means all the seed and you die. Unfruitfulness means that something is dead and it doesn't have the ability to produce any fruit. You know, it's like Jesus when he cursed the fig tree. He said, if that thing don't have nothing tomorrow, what good is it? Hallelujah. And that's the same way with you and I. If we are not producing fruit, then we're in darkness. Hallelujah. And we're cast out. Glory be to God. Outside of God's presence, outside of his relationship. Who wants to be outside of God's presence? It is such a joy and a great exuberation. Hallelujah. A life flowing with fresh water when we're able to be in relationship with God the Father. He created us for a relationship. He created us for union. He created us for companionship. Hallelujah. He didn't create us for loneliness. No matter how many thousands of people you see in the world, I don't care how much riches they have, how many girlfriends or wives they have, you find out they are not satisfied. But you take one Christian believer that may not have everything, may not be living on the top hill in the biggest house, but if he or she is a true believer, they have the peace that passes all understanding. People can't understand how you have so much peace and you barely got groceries or you don't have a car or you got to, hallelujah, walk to the store. You might have to walk across town or your shoes ain't the best or you can't get manicures or your hair is not done the best. How do you have so much peace when you look like this? Because I no longer look at the image in the mirror and see me, but when I look in the mirror, I see the Lord in me. Hallelujah. I see what he's working out inside of my life. I see the transformation that he's doing inside of me. I see what I am becoming instead of what I am. I see me as God sees me, already there to the destination he has formed me and born me to be. Hallelujah. Though I be in process, but I see my end. I see my expected end. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. You know, the Lord says that his desire for us is to prosper us, you know, and give us an expected end. Hallelujah. And if we can see what God sees for us, then we see to what we will become. Hallelujah. And it gives us confidence to press forward. But you cannot move forward with our old mindset. Hallelujah. You can't do something new that you've never done before with something old. You can't think the same way. You've got to be totally open. Hallelujah. You can't take anything with you. You know, that's symbolic of when Jesus, every time he met some disciples, he said for them to leave what they was doing and follow him. It was symbolic of you leaving everything behind. Every thought process, every ambition, everything you thought you was going to do or become, you leave that whole thought process behind. You leave your worldly schemes and tricks and everything behind, and you press forward to know more about who God is. Hallelujah. Because the more you know who God is, the more you'll find out who you are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not let your behavior be affected by the world. You must guard and protect your transformation. Otherwise, you find yourself in a pit, in a hole, or stumbling quite often. You've got to watch who your friends are. You've got to watch your neighbors. Hallelujah. Though you walk with the grace and in the love of God, hallelujah, but you can't put yourself in harm's way. You know, the Bible lets us know that Jesus didn't go to certain places. As a matter of fact, Jesus didn't come out during certain times when he knew they was coming to take and get him. When you know there's a plot against your Christianity by certain people around you, why would you try to relate with them? You think you can win them over more than they can win you over when it's more of them, hallelujah, opposed to you by yourself? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you got to be real with the measure of God's grace where you're at this point in time in your life. Hallelujah. Don't try to act higher than you ought to. Hallelujah. It's okay to know that you don't know that much. You're still learning. You're coming along. You're not at a very mature level. You might be at a medium level. You might be at a baby level. Hallelujah. Babies need a lot of protection. People in the middle level, you know, like teenagers, they're just beginning to take hold and lay charge of their own selves, but they still need a good support group. And the same way as an adult, though there's many things that we can do by ourselves in full maturity, we always must be connected to fellow believers to help strengthen us in Christ, to help build, hallelujah, the strength of God in our lives to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. My God, we must not follow the behavior of the world. Hallelujah. We can't follow that behavior. It's not going to produce anything good in us. It's only going to take what has been placed inside of us to become unfruitful. The seeds are not going to die and multiply. They're going to die and wither and dry up. So we must be very careful. Hallelujah. On where we pick up our habits from. We must not take on the appearance, hallelujah, of anything outside of God. You know, the word says for us to reject the very appearance of evil. We can't take certain things and try to explain them. We can't even see the image, because the image will falsify and bring something that's not true. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Father God, in your Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your wisdom, your insight. We thank you for your illumination. Hallelujah. We thank you for transforming our mind, Holy Spirit. The more we sit in counsel with you, the more you illuminate our understanding. The more wisdom of the Father you pour into us, the more we're transformed into the express image of our God and his divine nature can live inside of us. Hallelujah. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can join us, hallelujah, every week in the School of Wisdom at 7 p.m. On Saturdays, we have the Lion Eagle Apostolic Network, acronym LEAN, based on 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. It's a forum type for leadership as we discuss different topics in the state of the body of Christ to bring apostolic strategies for change. And you can join us on Sundays at the gathering at 2 p.m. where we bring forth the word by the Holy Spirit prophetically to bring inspiration and strength to the body of Christ. I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis, of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries International. Once again, you can find us on the World Wide Web at socmi.net. That's www.socmi.net. You can learn more of our bio right there as you go to our website. You can replay the messages as you go to our website of anyone that you've missed. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We also have some discipleship and leadership training that you'll find at the bottom of the first page. There's a link, and there's PDF files, there's some audio, you know, just walking through step by step to make sure that your foundation is solid, hallelujah. And it's not for just babes, but even some leaders need a redress. They need to understand and recommit, hallelujah, themselves to the grace of God. So you can find all of that there, including our apostolic ministry assignment, this apostolic team of myself and my wife, Prophetess Adira Davis. And you also can click on the button and donate and so on to this work. Well, bless you this evening, and you have a great and wonderful night, and may God bless you over and over with manifold blessings, highly favoring you until we meet again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.